Welcome, everyone, to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange session. Today's topic is upgrading to IBM WebSphere Portal and Web Content Manager version 8.5. The presenter is Joseph Johns. Joseph started with IBM in 2002 as a same-time support engineer. He eventually moved to same-time development and transitioned into portal development 3 years ago. He is currently the portal migration development lead. At this time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Joseph.
Thanks, Kathy. So as Kathy said, my name is Joseph John, and I'm the portal migration development lead. And I just want to thank everybody for joining for this open mic today. I know that migration is a very difficult topic because it's not something that you do very often. And as the portal migration dev lead, one of my goals is to kind of help customers out with the migrations and spit out information. So I'd like to host these open mics and also meet with customers frequently just to, you know, give them an overview of the migration and make sure that they understand the process. So because it's not something that you do, you know, every month or even every year, it can be very easy to forget how the process works. It hasn't actually changed that much since Portal 6.1, but there are constantly updates being made to improve the migration and get you to the newest version of Portal as smoothly and as efficiently as possible. Portal, of course, is a very big product, right? You've got 300-plus components, and there's just so many little moving parts to keep track of that that it can be a very overwhelming task. So hopefully after this presentation, you have a really good understanding of how the portal migration flows, and you can start with your planning and preparation for the migration. For this presentation, I'm going to start with a very focused beginning, talking about what the portal migration is, what you should expect from migration, and give an example first of a standalone migration. Then I'm going to move the scope out to cluster migration and then to multiple environments. And hopefully that'll give you the background that you need and a multiple environment migration, which is typically what a customer is going to be planning for. And also towards the end, I have some information about some of the new functionality that you need to enable after migrating to Portal 8.5. This will cover migration from both 7 and Portal 8 to Portal 8.5. The migrations are very similar. I will also note, though, that this presentation deck has 130 slides, and there's a good chance that I'm not going to get through all of them, so I'll get as far as I can and stop the question and answer at a very, you know, critical point. And I'll use these slides for a reference, so on your own migration. So whenever I talk to customers about a portal migration, I want to first level set and set their expectation on what the migration is going to do. So if you look at the bottom of this is slide 3, you'll see that that there's a before and after image of the website. And if you look at those images.
Okay, Joseph is calling back in. He's lost his audio, so.
Hi, Kathy. I'm back. So I guess I was just explaining, this is on slide 3 still, that for the portal migration, one of our goals is to keep your site looking and feeling exactly the same way as it did on the source environment and when you migrate to the target version, right? And we know that there are new features and new functionality that gets enabled and installed during migration that customers want to add to their site, but the migration is not going to enable that or change your site at all, right? Our goal really is to just make sure that the functionality is there, and after the migration is complete, it'll be up to the customer to update their site to take advantage of the new functionality and features. Another caveat is that there are going to be deprecated and unsupported features whenever you go through a migration, and also there are going to be changes to new specifications. Because of these, you know, these issues, we can't always guarantee that your site is going to look and feel exactly the same way
between the source and target environments. So there will be some work that you need to do to, you know, if there's a new specification and you have supportive features, to either replace those features with newer versions or to, you know, remove them altogether. So there's a whole list of post-migration tasks that you need to go through after the migration is done to take care of issues like this. Great, and this is the slide 4. So basically just a little bit of background information about the migration. The portal migration can be done locally or remote, and what that means is that the source and target environment can be on the same machine, which would be a local migration, or the target environment can be on a different machine, which would be a remote migration. Typically, if a customer is going to do a migration, we prefer for them to do a remote migration only because it takes less resources, especially if this is a production environment. So one of the main goals of our migration process is to ensure that it's non-destructive and that the source environment can run 24/7 during the migration. And this has to be one of our focal points for the migration because Portal is a business-critical application. If the source environment cannot run during the migration process, it could be possible for that a customer would have their site down for, you know, hours or days, which, of course, will not be acceptable. So definitely our migration process is non-destructive, and the source and target environment can actually run simultaneously before, during, and after the migration. For our migration process, we support migration from the two previous versions, and this has always been the case. So for Portal 8.5, we support migrations from Portal 7 and Portal 8. If you are at Portal 6.1, and we do have lots of customers that are at 6.1 that has reached end of life that need to migrate, there's not a direct migration path that goes from 6.1 to 8.5. To go from 6.1 to 8.5, you'd either need to do a hop to Portal 8 first and then to 8.5, or you could do a manual migration, which I'll discuss in a little bit. Also, if there's any other major changes that you need to do, like changing databases or platform changes, you want to do that before or after the actual migration. One of the key, and this is a slide 5, one of the key things that a customer needs to do when they're planning the migration is define what complete is going to be. And for every customer, this is going to be different for every single environment. Right, so if you've got a development environment, you just want to get the latest code, Portal 8.5 there, and you don't care about things being upgraded, you just want to make sure your applications work, that's fine. For some customers, they want the environment to have, you know, a new Portal 8.5 theme, all the applications update to the new specifications. They want to have a redesigned look and feel. Right, so these are important things that you need to think about when you start the migration planning. You definitely don't want to do this, you don't want to try to shoot for a moving target while you're going through the migration. And you really should have a set goal and plan for that goal during the migration process. I do like to recommend that customers, if you're not familiar with, you know, the new version of Portal, you can download CTC from the, Business Solutions Catalog. And CTC is a content template catalog. And this is basically a prepackaged site that we release with every version of Portal. And this is great because this demo site will have will show you all the new features and functionality that we have in the new version of Portal. And you can easily get a view of what your site can do after going to this new version. So if you're still kind of evaluating Portal 8.5 and not sure how you're going to use it, this is a very good way to get familiar with Portal 8.5. And it's a very simple install. You just download the package from Greenhouse, and, you know, you update a properties file and run a configuration task, and it'll, you know, deploy all the pages, the applications, everything that you need for that demo site to run on your Portal environment. Also, I definitely like for customers to try the migration, you know, before they actually run it in production. You want to get familiar with the process, and there's just a lot of little details to think about. during the migration process. So it's good to simulate that as close to production as possible, so you can be familiar with all the steps. And, you know, any questions that you have on the way, you can answer them before you actually go through the migration. And this is slide 6. So the presentation that I'm going to be going through is actually going to be about the automated migration. So the automated migration is basically a black box migration that will work for every customer. What it does is it takes an export of your source profile, you copy it to the target environment, and import that profile, and then you run a bunch of tasks to update the application, data sources, to the new Portal 8.5 version. So it is possible to do what we call a manual migration, and this would be to use the Portal admin and WebSphere tooling to bring over all your Portal and WebSphere artifacts to a new environment. So what you would do is you'd install a Portal 8.5 out-of-the-box environment, and then you use, you know, WAS admin and WebSphere tooling to set up security and bring over applications, and then you'd use XML access to bring over Portal artifacts like portlets and pages, and then you'd actually you could use a cross-version syndication, which is something that we added in 8.5 to bring over content. So manual migration is definitely a viable option for migration, and for a lot of customers it works, but I will, you know, point out that the manual migration process is something that you do on your own. Right? So the support team is not going to help you come up with a plan and give you step-by-step instructions for doing this manual migration. That's something that you'd work with services to do if you needed that kind of detail. The support team will help you if there is a specific failure with a, you know, process. For example, you're trying to export and import a page, and that's failing. So, you know, the individual steps, the tasks, of course, are supported, but the entire process is something that you typically work with services for if you're not, you know, familiar with all these administration tasks already. Great, and this is a slide 7. So now what I'm going to go through is basically a walkthrough of the standalone migration process. It can get an idea of what tasks are involved and get an idea of how the migration flows when you go through the process. So this is slide 8. And there are going to be a few, you know, animation slides. So I'll skip through some slides very quickly. But I'll try to say what slide number that I'm on for anybody that's just following with the slide deck. In these slides, you'll notice that there's an image of the source and target environment, and those will get updated as we go through the various steps. In each step, you'll see an S or a T, so that refers to source or target environment. And also, I try to put a little star by the things that are changing in the images so you can kind of follow along. And after each section, I'll have a best practices slide that kind of summarizes some of the key points for that section. Okay, so on the target environment, you're going to start off with a binary-only install. So this is an option that you have when you're installing Portal with the installation manager. And basically, you just unselect the profile installation, and it'll just lay down the binary files. If you do install the Portal, that's not a problem. You can just – I'm sorry. If you do install the profile, that's not a problem. You can just use Manage Profiles to delete the profile. And after you have that target binary installed, you want to make sure that you apply fix packs. So you notice that I do mention applying fix packs on the source and target environment, and this really is important for both. On the source environment, as I mentioned, we have a task called or a process called cross-version syndication. If you use Wickham or content in your environment at all, you know what syndication is. And basically, it's the process of bringing content from one environment to another environment and keeping them synchronized. In Portal 8.5, we introduced this feature of cross-version syndication. So what this will allow you to do is syndicate content from your Portal 7 and Portal 8 environment to a Portal 8.5. So this is very important during migration because, you know, it takes time to not just migrate the environment, but to do validation testing, performance testing, update themes, update applications. So although the system migration might take, you know, 2 or 3 days, all these other tasks could take weeks, right, depending on how thorough your validation of the target environment is. And during this time, you want to still be able to create content on the source environment. So this is where cross-version syndication comes into place. As you create content on your source environment, you can still use that cross-version syndication to update the target environment with the latest content. If you're not on a newer version or newer CF of Portal 7 or Portal 8, the cross-version syndication is not going to be enabled. So you definitely will want to have the latest fixed pack on your source environment. For your target environment, Portal 8, Portal 8.5, you've got a CF05 that was just released. So basically what you do is you do a binary install of Portal 8.5, and then you apply the Portal 8.5 CF05 right afterwards. And that'll include lots of fixes for migration that you do want in place in the binary files before actually starting the migration process, right? So you don't want to migrate to 8.5 gold and then apply CF. You want to apply 8.5 and then the CF as well before you start the migration. The next thing that you'll want to do for preparing the source environment is generate this remote migration package. And this is basically a JVM and some files that we'll need to export the profile. And you copy that to the source environment. This is the slide 15 and 16, disable automatic synchronization and prevent changes. And the reason why I like to remind customers about preventing changes, obviously, as I mentioned, the migration might take 2 or 3 days, and there are other processes that happen after migration, like, updating themes or doing validation testing that could take weeks. During that entire time where you're going through this migration process, any change that you make on your source environment to content, like I mentioned, will be brought over to your target environment via cross-version syndication. But if you're doing things like installing new applications or updating applications, creating new pages, anything outside of content, you'll need to document that somehow and bring those changes to your target environment. Because once you make that snapshot and start the migration process, nothing else will be brought over to your target environment through the migration, right? So all that will have to be done manually. And the only way to guarantee that your target environment is completely up to date is if you don't make changes in your source environment. Okay, and this is slide 17. And just some best practices for this previous section. We really do want customers to apply the latest six packs on the source and target environment. As I mentioned, there are fixes for migration and new features enabled by applying these six packs. Okay, and the next section, this is slide 18. So the next thing that we're going to do is we're going to export the profile in your source environment, copy that to the target environment, and import it. So in this example, we're doing a remote migration. In the local migration, it's the exact same process, but you don't have to copy between the two environments, right? So what you're going to do is you're going to run this WAS pre-upgrade task. So WAS pre-upgrade is actually a Webster task, and it's a task that Webster has for exporting your profile so that it can be imported into a new version of WebSphere. So the portal uses this for profile migration, and we actually have our own plugins into the WAS pre-upgrade that will do some portal-specific tasks during this profile export and import. One of the common errors that we'll see is if you've got a very large profile with like lots of log files, lots of old applications, archived applications, lots of archived files. One common error we'll see is an out-of-memory exception. So to prevent that, you can just make sure you clean up the profile before you start exporting. And you can specify a larger heap size to, allow it to get past the out-of-memory exception if you do see that. So we're going to copy this profile to the target environment. And this is the slide 22. And after you do the copy of the profile, you can actually clean up the backup profile as well. There's details about that online. And one of the things you can do is copy out the GCR folder if you have a lot of GCR content. And that doesn't get updated at all during this WASP upgrade, post-upgrade. So you can just kind of move it out somewhere else and copy back in later. The next thing we're going to do, and this is slide 25, is manage profiles to create a default WASP profile. So this is going to be a WASP profile with no applications and no security. And on slide 26, when you import the profile that we exported, all your old security configuration, all your old WebSphere configuration that's in that exported profile will be imported into your target environment. And the last thing we'll do is on slide 30, this upgrade config engine, which will update the config engine that's part of the profile to the Portal 8.5 version. Also, during this process, you want to, and this is the best practices slide, slide 30, you want to make sure that if there are any requirements for applications or processes that run in your Portal environment that are needed for the server to run correctly, you want to make sure that those are copied over to the target environment as well. If you've got special login applications, special security files, you want to make sure that they all exist on the target environment so that the server will start up correctly. Great, and this is the next section, slide 31. So what we're going to want to do next is make sure that we have new copies of your portal databases, and we're going to update those databases later on unless you're using ZOS, in which case they'll be updated right now. So if you look at the slide at the bottom, you'll see that in the target profile, the WKPLC database properties file and the data sources for the target profile are pointing to your source environment. And this is because that target profile is an exact copy of your source profile, right? So what you want to do is you want to make sure that you make copies of the databases. And this is slide 32. And in the documentation, you'll see that it says that you need to make copies of the release and JCR database domains. But really, if you've got enough space, you really want to make copies of all the databases. And that'll make sure that your source and target environments are completely separate and there's no overlap between the source and target environments. And then what you'll do, this is slide 33, is you'll update the properties file on your target environment to point to the copy of the database and run validate and connect database. And this is slide 35. Once you run the connect database task, your target profile will also be pointing to your copies of the database. That way, now you know that anything that happens in your target environment will have no impact on your source environment. If you do have ZOS, you actually upgrade the database right here. But for most customers, the databases will be upgraded later. This is slide 37. I do like to warn customers that between Portal 7 and Portal 8.5, there is a very big database schema change. In Portal 8, we actually updated the JCR database to be a row-centric content node-based database. Previously, each content node mapped to a database table. And whenever you created content nodes, it would actually create a new table dynamically. So this was, you know, great for read-write optimization. But in Portal 8, we wanted to focus more on read optimization. And we did that by going to this row-based schema. So we're going to be transforming your JCR database from, you know, thousands and thousands of tables to thousands and thousands of rows. So that schema migration takes a very long time. And typically on a portal migration, this schema migration is going to take the longest part of a migration. So, you know, maybe 80% of the migration time. If you're going from Portal 8 to 8.5, the database migration is not as bad. So it'll be much quicker. But keep in mind that if you are going from 7 to 8.5 and you've got a lot of GCR content, that database migration will take a while. One thing that you can do is run dbstats during the database migration to, you know, help the database re-optimize all the SQL queries that are being done based on the database structure. And that should speed up the database migration for you. Okay, and the last step that we're going to do is, this is slide 38, is this upgrade profile. And this is a task that customers either really love or really hate. And the reason customers love this task is because it does all the work for updating the Portal 7 or Portal 8 profile to Portal 8.5 with just one command. All right, so it's going to update all the configurations. It's going to uninstall the old versions of the applications and install the new versions of them. It's going to do the update of the database schemas and basically get everything that you need in your Portal environment up to par for Portal 8.5. The reason why customers might hate this task is that it's doing hundreds and hundreds of tasks, right? So it takes, you know, hours and hours for it to run, and they'll see it fail on one process. And they'll see it fail, you know, updating the database. And they call into support, and support helps them fix the error. They rerun the task, and then it might fail again later, you know, updating an application. And they get that, you know, issue fixed, and maybe it'll fail again updating pages. So, you know, this is going to be different for every customer. But it is possible that you'll see this task failing on different locations during the process. But it'll feel like you're not making progress because it's because you're running the same task over and over again. But if you actually look at the logs, you can see that you're getting further along in the process and, you know, that hundreds and hundreds of tasks are getting accomplished between the failures. So hopefully when you go to the migration, this will go smoothly for you and you won't, you know, encounter any problems. But if you do encounter problems, just keep in mind that the task keeps track of where you left off. And when you restart the task, it starts from where it left off. So you don't have to, you know, start all the way at the beginning again. This is a slide 40. Prior to CF05, you had to manually specify a resume point for whenever you restart the migration. And in CF05, this is detected for you automatically. So this is one of the benefits, like I mentioned, of updating to the latest CF, because we are constantly making improvements to not just, you know, the product, but also to migration. And this is slide 41, after you do finish the update profile, there are post-migration tasks that you need to do, and I alluded to this at the beginning of the presentation. Two of the big tasks that you really want to make sure that you do run is this pre-apply PTF and apply PTF. These are tasks that you run actually after applying any CF. And rather than having to duplicate tasks in migration and applying CFs, we're just having customers run these CF tasks to apply the CF updates to the migrated profile after migration. There are other things that you want to refer to the documentation for. You know, there's going to be some code changes that you might need to make. You might want to do some performance testing or regression testing, usability testing. So there are tons of things that customers need to do after the migration is done to validate and verify their environment. And it'll be, you know, different for every customer depending on what kind of features you're using and what kind of needs that you have. So definitely make sure that you include time for these in your migration planning. This is slide 42. One big task that customers have to do is refreshing content. In Portal 8 and previously, this was done through a manual task that would have to actually update the entire database all over again. In Portal 8.5, as I mentioned previously, you have cross-version syndication, so it's a lot simpler to do. And basically, it allows your target environment to maintain any new content from the source environment during the migration process. And this is slide 43. And this basically has some of the migration enhancements that are, you know, added through various versions of the product. In CF06, some of the big things that are going to be included are some updated or enhancements to the VP virtual portal migration. So in the past, we left it up to customers to update their VP creation scripts to have the new, you know, Portal 8.5 resources. We're going to try to do that for you automatically during the portal migration. Also, we're going to start standardizing the admin application and hidden pages sections of the portal site So previously, we tried to maintain customer customizations on these locations, but for the vast majority of customers, they don't customize these locations, and they really want to see, you know, the new admin portlets and the new, you know, admin, I'm sorry, the new portal 8.5 applications and the hidden pages after the migration. So we're going to basically take ownership of that location and make them look like the default portal 8.5 install after migration is complete. So it'll get rid of some of the post-migration steps that you used to have to do manually. Another big enhancement in Portal 8.5 that I'd like to make sure customers are aware of is the Knowledge Center. And this is really a great resource for you when you go through the migration process. So, as I mentioned previously, I know that customers don't go through the migration very frequently. So a lot of times they have to rely upon documentation to get through the migration successfully. So I really try to put a big emphasis on the migration documentation for 8.5. And if you look at the previous versions, you know, Portal 7 and Portal 8, you'll see that it's been restructured completely and overhauled. Previously, you know, you'd see migrating from Portal, you know, 6.1, WAS 6.1 to Portal 8, migrating from Portal 6.1, WAS 7 to Portal 8, migrating from Portal 7 to Portal 8. And then underneath that, you have standalone and a cluster and just all these different variations of operating systems. And there'd be duplicates of, you know, many of the documentation. And it'd be really hard to find information on what you need because there'd be some post-migration section information hidden underneath a specific path, and some would be in the general path. And I really just tried to flatten this entire area so that it's very simple to find what you need. We broke it up into several key sections that flow with the order of the migration, starting with, you know, setting up your environments and then going through actual migration and then doing the post-migration steps. And even within the post-migration steps, you try to classify that so that, you know, you have administrative tasks, portal tasks, virtual portal tasks. And it just makes it a lot easier to find and keep track of all the information as you go through the documentation. So definitely if you're going through a Portal 8.5 migration, I highly recommend that you check out the Knowledge Center, and there will be a link to that at the end of the presentation. And it should be a very good reference for you as you go through the migration. And next slide. The other big migration enhancement that we had in Portal 8.5 is the configuration wizard workflow. So if you're not familiar with Portal 8.5 yet, I want to, I guess, let you know about the config wizard. So this is one of the big deliveries that we had in Portal 8.5 for my team, which is the install and deployment team. And I'm certain that most of you are familiar with the config engine. So the config engine is basically a command line based utility that's part of Portal that lets you do complicated tasks at the command line by just specifying some parameters. So the config wizard is basically an evolution of that, and it has a browser based UI and lets you specify some parameters, and it'll give you step by step instructions to do complicated tasks. And we really try to focus on this for a lot of the very common configuration tasks that customers have to go through, and this included migration. So if you're going through migration in Portal 8.5, you'll see that there's those five sections. Everything that you do for importing and export, I'm sorry, everything that you do for the pre-migration and post-migration will be documented in the wiki, but the actual profile part of the migration where you import and export the profile and update it, that's all going to be taken care of for you with the config wizard migration workflows. And I just want to show you that a little bit. This is a slide 48. So these are the four migration workflows. There's one for standalone migration and three for the cluster migration. And this is slide 49. Basically, we're going to ask for some, you know, generic information about your environment. Slide 51, you can see some more specific information. And in slide 53, you can see that after we get that information for you, we're going to have step-by-step instructions. So this is slide 5354 that lists, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 to step, 13 or 14, everything that you need to do for the migration. Those steps, if you look at slide 55, will have detailed information based on your configuration. So it'll have your temp path, it'll have your app server path, it'll have your profile name, your cell and node names, and it'll be specific to your environment. And if you go back to, this is the next slide, to slide 56, you can actually download the configuration scripts. And if you look in the bottom left, you'll see that it'll have shell scripts that have the exact command that you need to run for creating your profile, for exporting and importing your profile. And you can actually just copy and paste those commands onto your environments to run those commands, or you can copy the scripts that are generated from you. And this will be, for Windows and for Linux and AIX, iSeries. And you just copy those scripts to your environment and run those scripts to run those tasks. Or if you go back to slide, 54, you'll see that there's actually, run command links that you can select to run the tasks from the UI. So you can actually run these tasks from the browser, and you don't even have to go to the machine and copy scripts or run scripts or type a command at all. It'll run the command for creating the profile for you. It'll run the command for importing the profile for you, and that'll be tailored to your environment, and it makes the migration a lot simpler, right, because you have tailored instructions. If you look at slide 57, you can, as part of the download configuration scripts, you actually get an HTML file that has all the step-by-step instructions, labeled 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and has all the detailed information about the steps for your specific environment. So hopefully, if you go through the Portal A5 migration, you'll use the Config Wizard and you can, get the benefits of using this process. So this is slide 59. There is one special Portal 8.5 migration that I do like to let customers know about, and this is if you're using Portal 8 with WAS 8.5.5. So the Portal migration, the profile migration relies on, as I mentioned, the WAS post-upgrade task. And this is necessary for getting the source profile copied to the target profile and importing it. The key thing about the WASP update post-upgrade task, though, is that it only works for different versions of WebSphere. So if you've got Portal 8 WASP 855 and you're trying to migrate to Portal 8.5 WASP 855, you can't use WASP update post-upgrade. So there are some alternative steps that you'll need to follow to do this migration. And it's documented on the wiki if you go to migration consideration. So make sure you take a look at that if you are doing that migration. The next thing I want to do, this is slide 60, is take a step back and talk about cluster migration. So cluster migration, as I mentioned previously, we want to guarantee that the source and target environments can run simultaneously. And we want to make sure that your source environment, source and target environments, don't corrupt each other, right? Because we know that there's a cluster synchronization that happens during WebSphere clusters, and you want to make sure that your source and target clusters are completely separate so that when they're running at the same time, there's no crosstalk. So I do like to go over this in detail for customers so they can visualize this process. So this is slide 61, and these slides are going to be very similar to the slides that I did previously for the standalone migration. And I'll skip ahead a little bit because we're running a little bit out of time. And basically, you're going to start with migrating the deployment manager profile, and it's the exact same step that we did for the standalone migration minus the portal-specific steps. So you're going to do the WASP update, post-update to export the profile. And this is slide 68. Next thing that we're going to do is stop the deployment manager and the node agents on the source environment. So if you look at the slides, you can see the green circles and the red X's. The green circles mean that it's running. The red X's mean that it's stopped. So on the source environment, you can see that the application servers are still running. So this is how your site is still running and able to be 24/7. Right? So the deployment manager and node agent are stopped, however, so you won't be able to do any configuration things like, install new applications or synchronize, But because the application servers are running, you can still serve your site, and you know, users will still be able to get to their to your site and get the information that they need. The next thing we're going to want to do is migrate the new migrate the nodes on your target environment. And this is going to be the WASP pre-upgrade, post-upgrade for each node. And this is going to carry you through slides 71, 72, 73. And after you finish that, you'll see that you've got, you know, portal 7 or portal 8 profiles with portal 85 binaries on your target environment. And in slide 74, the next thing we're going to do is we're going to start up your target deployment manager node agents and set up new ports and then synchronize those changes to the target environment and then restart those deployment manager node agents that they use the new ports. And you'll see on slide 75 that I've got a red line to show the old ports. And after you go through to slide 77, you'll see that you've got blue line on the target environment to show new ports and red line on the source environment to show the original ports. So, and you also see that the deployment manager node agents are now started on both the target and source environment. This is slide 77. So I do want to emphasize, though, that you do need to update the ports on your target environment. The way that Webster does the node cluster synchronization is that it uses a broadcast port with a broadcast connection with the cell name. So if you don't update the ports on your target environment, it's possible that your target deployment manager will talk to your source node agents, and they'll try to start updating your source node agents to use, you know, the portal 85 applications, but they don't have binaries for that. So your target 85, or I'm sorry, your source environment will break if you don't update these ports. So it's very important that you do this. You know, we've had customers, you know, either skip this step or not want to do it because they want to open up firewall ports and various things, but because they think that this is an optional step, but it is not optional. It's required for your source and target environment to be able to run simultaneously. And this is slide 79. So after you update those ports, you can continue on with the node migrations, and it's basically, you know, copying the databases up and connecting to the databases and then doing the upgrade profiles. And this is slide 81. So there are three things that I like to emphasize to customers to make sure that they do, to make sure that they don't have crosstalk and break their source environment during cluster migration. And it is to make sure that you disable auto sync before you start the migration, and make sure that you always have the source deployment manager node agent stopped before you start the target one. And also you want to make sure that you set up unique points. And I will skip this next section because we're running out of time. But basically, the point of this next section is to emphasize that Portal has got very strong staging to production and release speed builder tools that you can use to build out the environments. And I'll go to the end of the section. This is slide 90. '93. So because we have these tools in place to build out new environments, it's possible just to do one migration and use the staging to production release builder processes to build out environments based on the other based on that one migrated environment. In the past, you know, if customers had three environments, you would say to migrate all three environments. Now you really want customers to try to minimize the amount of migrations that they do and take advantage of the staging to production and release builder tooling that we have to build environments based on the migrated environment. So it's really up to you on, you know, if you migrate to production environment or the dev environment. In this example, I go through the dev environment because it's standalone and it would be a faster migration. But, you know, if you're not confident your dev environment has all the information that you need and you really want to migrate to production environment, you can definitely do that and then build a test environment and dev or authoring, whichever environments that you need based on the migrated production environment. And the last section the presentation talks about some new features that you need to enable, like manage pages and static pages. So I definitely recommend that you, and this is a slide 104, that you look at the documentation about those features. Manage pages basically will let you take advantage of the new page workflow that we have. Basically, it'll make your pages become content items. And because they're content items, you'll be able to syndicate them between environments. And also, you'll be able to use projects and the Wiccan workflow to manage your pages, you know, have author, reviewer, and go through that workflow process with your pages. And the other big feature that I'll talk about is static pages, which is basically a new page format that allows you to take advantage of the modularized themes that are available in Portal 8 and 5. And something that you want to look into if you want to get, you know, full advantage of the Portal 8 and 5 themes, especially with responsive web design and the modularized theme. And I guess, you know, we'll stop right there. Kathy, did you want to, I guess, take over for the question and answer?
Yes, thank you, Joseph. Time to move on to the Q&A session.
Okay, our first question comes from the line of Mr. Donato from IBM. Sir, your line is open.
Hi. Yes, Joseph, quick question about modifying the ports. Is this still in effect when you're migrating from one L part to another or one piece of hardware to another? Do you still need to modify the ports in order to avoid that problem you were talking about? Or when it's different like that, can you get away with keeping the same ports?
Thanks, Tony. This is a great question. So basically, Tony is asking if it's still required to modify ports in a cluster migration if you're doing a remote migration. And actually, it is still required. And the reason for this is because Webster uses a broadcast port for the node self-synchronization, right? So basically, it's a UDP connection, and that's not hosting specific. So even if you move from, you know, deployment manager1.ibm.com to deployment manager2.ibm.com, because they're making a broadcast connection on port, you know, whatever, 2033, right? Anything that's listening on 2033 will try to do that update, regardless of, you know, which deployment manager the configuration change originated from. So yes, even if it's a remote migration and the host name changes, you have to update the broadcast ports.
Okay. Thanks. And I have another question about clustering. When you're migrating a cluster, you're still using essentially one group of databases, correct? So you still need to, I mean, when it runs upgrade profile on the second node that you're migrating, my guess is that it doesn't really do anything with the databases since they've already been migrated over. Is that correct?
Yes. So basically Tony is asking, when you're doing a cluster migration, how does the upgrade profile task handle applications and database updates on the secondary nodes? And Tony, you're exactly right. So when you're doing a cluster migration, the upgrade profile has a code built in to skip any of those tasks that would apply cluster-wide, like updating applications and updating the database. So typically the update profile process on a secondary node is going to be much faster than the primary node.
And you still need to run connect database, I guess?
Yes, you do.
Cluster would okay. Just making sure. All right, thanks. That's it.
The first one is coming from the line of Srinivas Yadlapalli.
Thank you. Hi, Joseph. I just have a small question about the themes. We are currently running on the Portal 7 with the custom themes. We have nearly 8 to 9 themes and skins. When we migrate to 8.5 Portal, are there any special considerations on the Portal theme development perspective, like the compatibility of the Dojo or all those kind of resources versus 8.5 Portal?
So there are different flavors of the Portal 7 theme. So the older versions of the Portal 7 themes aren't going to be supported on Portal 8.5. But I think if you're like on Page Builder 2, it should work. But really, one of the biggest updates that we have in Portal 8.5 is this modularized theme and the responsive web design that we get from it. So I definitely recommend customers to look at a new 8.5 theme. And it isn't all that difficult to do. If you look in the group chat, you'll see a chat from Matt Muncy. And basically, there's documentation that we have available online that gives sample 8.5 themes that are, you know, very base. There's a war-based one and a web dev-based one. And it's really simple just to download that and then start making changes to, you know, have the look and feel that you need for your environment. And by doing that, you'll get all the 8.5 features applied to your site. I will mention, though, that you do need to update your pages from standard pages to static pages to get the full 8.5 functionality. And there's a documentation on that in the slides as well. Towards the end, there's a page migration tool that you would need to use for that.
Okay. Thanks, Uwe.
Ashley, did you say there was another question there online?
Yes, coming from the line of Mr. Porva. Sir, your line is open.
Yeah, hi. This is Apoorva at NetJet. There was a mention about initially about applying the latest fix pack on the source. If you are currently on 7.0.0.2, do we need to bring it up to any latest fix pack before migration? And why is that?
Okay, great. So this is basically a question on why we need to apply the latest fix packs on the source. And I think someone else had this same question in the chat as well. So thank you for asking that. And it is something that we get asked a lot, right? And one of the main reasons for Portal 8.5 migration is that you want to take advantage, or you have to take advantage of the cross-version syndication, which is basically a new feature that we added to allow you to syndicate content from your source environment to your target environment. So during the migration process, if you're still creating content on the source environment, this cross-version syndication will let you get that content to the target environment. Also, there are fixes that we add into the source environment that update things like the data structure, especially if you've got, you know, multiple versions of migration, right? So say that you got from, you know, Portal 5 to 6 to 6.1 to 7, right? A lot of times there's going to be things that worked when you migrated to 7, but for some reason, when you migrate to 8 or 8.5, that data in that database is going to cause the 8.8.5 migration to fail. A lot of times you can fix that in the 8.8.5 migration code, but sometimes it's like a chicken before the egg issue where there's just no way that we can fix it in the 8.8.5 code because, you know, something doesn't start up or something like that, and we really need the customer to apply the fix pack on the source environment first. That really was more of an issue with the Portal 6.1 to 8 migration and Portal 7 to 8 migration. And it's not as important, between Portal 8 and 8.5 and 7 and 8.5. But the other reason why we require this is that, you know, we've got, you know, 30 CF on Portal 7 and, you know, 16 CF on Portal 8. When we do our testing, we don't test every single CF to Portal 8.5. Right, we test what we support, which is the latest two CFs on each release to Portal 8.5. Right, so for us to say that we fully support anything, we have to have testing and validation done on that. Right, because we don't test, you know, Portal 8.0.0.6 CF2 or whatever, we can't say that it's going to work. Most likely, it'll work if you're on a fairly newer version of Portal 7.0.0.2 or Portal 8.0.0.1. But, we can't technically say that we support it because we only test from the two most recent CFs.
Okay. One more question is, can you explain a little bit more about staging? You mentioned about staging different and staging clusters. Is it just staging as in... if we have only one cluster in dev, do we just staging means just when you say staging, just set up the target environment with installation and get it to a point where you just are ready to migrate stuff?
No. So basically, the question is, what did I mean when I was talking about staging? And I'm sorry, I did go through that really fast because it was towards the end of the presentation. So basically, I think it was in the 90s or something, slide-wise. Basically, Portal has a set of administration tools that you can use to build out a new environment. So say that you've got, you're building up your Portal site and you've got the site perfected, but now you need another copy of your site for testing, right? So you don't need to start from scratch and install Portal, and copy over the applications manually and do everything. We have tools that will allow you to bring over your site to another, version of the another Portal environment of the same version, right? So from 8.5 to 8.5, and that's called staging to production. So typically it's done when you start off with a test environment and you elevate that to a production environment, but it really, can go any way, right? If you have an environment that's your production environment, you could build a test environment off of it, and that's what I'm talking about when I'm talking about staging to production, is using that tooling to build a copy of your existing site. So whenever you do a migration and you have multiple environments, it's possible to migrate every environment. So if you've got three environments, you do the migration three times. But another alternative is just to migrate, one environment and then use the staging to production tools to build copies of that migrated environment. Typically, customers do staging to production more often than they do migration, and they're more familiar with that tooling. So I like to encourage customers to use that, and typically it's going to be faster than going through migration as well.
So question on that. So if we do have multiple environments, so if we have multiple environments, maybe if we do this exercise, we do it on dev. Now, dev, we don't have the same amount of cluster and all that. If we do in dev, let's say we have one cluster and we do the migration on that, and the production is totally different where we have two clusters, separate cluster, one for Wickham and one for the Portal. Does this work, the migration in that, and the staging works in that case?
Yeah. So, and it works from standalone to cluster, and you can build as many environments as you want. So if you needed five clusters, you can, do it five times and have five clusters.
Interesting. Okay. I think that's it. And just a curious question. You showed quickly about the workflow, migration workflow process. If we are to move from 7 to 8.5, you mentioned that a lot of conversion that happens. What do you think from your experience of how long that takes to run through that migration process? And once we start, do we have to complete it in that instance, or can we break it if we need to and start over at that point? Is it possible?
There's a generic statistic that the Wickham team has for the database migration, but I just don't remember it offhand right now, so I don't want to make a guess and get it wrong. But typically, it could be from hours, like from 30 minutes to multiple hours, right? So, I mean, I've seen large customers go for 8 hours for the database migration, right? So it really depends. That process is smart, so that if it fails somewhere in the middle, you can restart it and it'll be fine. And we try to do that with the migration at every single point, that regardless of whether there's a failure or stop or anything like that, it can pick up where it left off.
All right. Thank you. That's all.
Thanks.
And also, if you need to follow up with Joseph on a follow-up question on that, to get more information, his email address is on slide one.
Okay. Thank you.
Do we have some things in the web conference, Joseph?
Yeah, so I see the one that you posted from Lakshmi.
Yeah.
And it says, our custom theme is based on Page Builder theme right now, and we are on Portal 8. If you want to move to Portal 8, does Portal 8.5 support our custom theme? And I think that the Page Builder theme, as I mentioned, is not supported on Portal 8.5. I think Page Builder 2 is, but not Page Builder. You'll definitely need to update the theme. And as I mentioned to the other person that asked the question about themes, There really are a lot of enhancements in the Portal 885 themes, and that's, you know, one of the biggest benefits of moving to the Portal 885 platform. So I definitely recommend customers to update their themes when they do migrate. Also from the end-user experience, you know, if you hear that there's this huge migration going on in the background, after you connect to the new environment, you expect it to be better. But if you haven't changed anything, they'll think, oh, what was all this work done for when it looks and feels exactly the same as it did before? But definitely, you know, it is up to every customer on how they decide to do this. Another question is from Abdullah Wasi, and it says, can we migrate a working library only from Portal 7 to 8.5 and do the clean U install and use that migrated Wickham? So this is kind of what we're talking about when we talk about a manual migration. So you could definitely install a Portal 8.5 out of the box and set up cross-version syndication between 7 and 8.5, and all your content will be brought over to the 8.5 environment. Of course, you'll be missing all your applications, security, your portal pages, things like that. So you'll have to bring all those over manually. But, yes, it is possible to go through the migration that way. And this is the next question from Jane. It says, our production environment is using Oracle DB Cluster. What needs to be done from database perspective when migrating from Portal 7 to 8.5? Out of the box, Portal 8.5 install on a target service current using Derby. Thanks. So whenever you do the migration, when you install the target environment for Portal 8.5, you actually install it without a profile. Right? So because there's no profile, there's no Derby database, and when you do the migration, you're going to be making an export of your source environment, copying it to the target environment, and importing it there. So the target profile that you originally create on your target environment is going to have the exact same database configuration as your source environment, meaning that it's actually pointing to the exact same source databases. So there are steps in the instructions that instruct you to actually update your target profile to connect to new copies of your databases. Right? So you know, whatever source environment you're using, so you said Oracle database, you're going to want to make a copy of your Oracle databases. And then after you import the profile onto your target environment, you'll follow the steps to connect your target environment to the new copies of the databases. And then you can continue on with the migration to ensure that your target environment doesn't touch your source databases.
Is what are the best practices to migrate the XML access from WP6.1 to WP8.0?
Okay. So if the customer is on 6.1 and they are doing migration, first I would like to say that, you know, if they're going to migrate, why don't you migrate to Portal 8.5 instead, and, you know, have to save yourself from migrating one more time in the future. You can use XML access to do the migration from 6.1 to 8.5, and there's actually documentation that I posted online about that is an overview of that. So I would like to refer you to that. If you send me an email at joseph_john@usrivm.com, I can forward you a link to that documentation. One more question from Abdullah Wasi. In managed pages, moving a page up or down is quite irritating since the beginning. Why is IBM not updating the UI to make it simple? Think if you have 25 pages moving, and I think this is more UI-based question. It's not something that I'll be able to answer here. Definitely, if you have suggestions on UI and you know, administration, you open up a PMR and get a feature request for issues like that, and our support team should be able to help you with issues like that.
Is that another question there from Abdul?
Sure, and I can answer that. So if you do have a large profile, Abdul is saying that he has something about 6 gigs because of large applications. You basically just need to increase the heap size that's specified for the WASP update post upgrade. You're going to want to make sure that it's larger than whatever the profile size is, because all that information is going to be copied between the source profile and backup to where it's being copied.
I do not see any more questions, but at this time we will conclude the presentation. Thank you very much for joining. And thank you, Joseph, for presenting today. You all have a great day. Thank you.